It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareInc using #ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. We have a real treat today. To correspond with my new blog, The Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Sanity, I'm launching a new radio segment to air every other week. In it, I'll interview real-life, busy, super successful women to get their best strategies and tips. Today, we'll be speaking with Jovita Moore, the senior anchor at WSB-TV. In addition to anchoring the 5, 6, and 11 p.m. newscasts, Jovita's a mother of three and donates countless hours to mentoring students and sitting on several boards of directors for nonprofit groups and associations. And somehow she manages to stay in amazing shape. Today, we are going to find out how. Jovita, thanks for joining us with your busy schedule.
Thank you, Dr. Daria, for having me on today. I'm really excited about this. This is a huge topic, you know?
It is. It absolutely is. And being able to support each other and share our tricks and secrets is what it's all about.
I don't know if I have any tips or secrets, though, but we can
well, whatever
that
you're doing
out.
Is working. So let's get into that. What is your fitness routine? And, you know, what are your favorite workouts and exercises?
Honestly, what I try to do every day is just carve some time during the day to work out. You know, we always hear that that's important. And of course, the busier you get as a mom and working and juggling career and family, you know, I think it's one of those messages that always comes up. You've got to set some time aside for you. So usually what I do now, summer has, since we've been out of school a couple of days here already, has totally thrown me off schedule.
The routine goes out the window.
The routine has gone out the window right now, but I'm going to try to get it back very soon. But usually after I drop off the kids for school, I will try to either do two things. One, take a nap, go back to bed. Honestly,
because your hours are crazy.
Because of my hours. And it's important because once I'm up, I'm usually up all day. Mm-hmm. And I don't get home until about midnight every night. So if I can go back to bed for at least an hour, because I need that sleep. Mm-hmm. The sleep is just as important to having that busy life and being able to mm-hmm. juggle everything.
Oh, yes.
So I will try to take a nap. Or sometimes I'm like, you know what? Depending on the day, if I don't do it now, I won't get it in. Mm-hmm. So I will go straight to the gym and try to work out then. So it's hard. It's early. And I may be a little sleep deprived, but I try to do something every day. I really like Pilates. Mm-hmm. So I do Pilates. I go work out with a trainer as well. And then other days, sometimes it's just maybe a longer walk with the dog than normal. Mm-hmm. Try to do that. So I think the biggest thing is, the biggest hurdle is just making the time. Mm-hmm. Once you make the time, I think we've all experienced this. Once you make the time, you're fine. And it's almost like, oh, that was easy. That mm-hmm. was nothing. You know, you feel good about it mm-hmm. and you're glad that you did it. But the thing is just making that time. And some days I know, like, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Some days I just have to resolve not to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be every day. Every day is not going to work according to plan.
Yeah.
But if I can get in, at least do something every day to be active, that's a goal.
And I like what you said. You mentioned the routine. I find that if I have it planned, it's a routine. I'm not spending time thinking about how I'm going to fit it in. Mm-hmm. That makes it easier.
Right.
But also forgiving yourself on those days you just can't fit it
in. Yeah, some days you just can't. I mean, some days it's just not going to happen between meetings or school events mm-hmm. or just work or just life. You know, something unexpected happens, the power goes out, mm-hmm. whatever, there's a storm, you know, traffic. So some days it's just not going to happen. But I think if every working mom can just say that there's got to be an hour that I can mm-hmm. set aside to do something physical for myself, I think that's a good thing.
And like you said, it doesn't have to always be the exact same thing or a specific class. If it's
exactly.
just walking the dog,
right.
just something to get you out
exactly.
and getting a little bit of
exactly.
workout in. So thinking creatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it helps, you know, mm-hmm. and if you, and great. I mean, I hear about, I have a friend who's over 50 and she's a single mom with two girls and she has decided, she joined a bike club and she got a bike and she's out on the Silver Comet Trail, like on a regular basis now. And I'm
fantastic.
So proud of her for doing that. She's mm-hmm. an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. you know, so someday she can make her own hours and she can't always, you know, and she still has to juggle with the two girls, her two daughters, but she decided, you know what, I'm going to do this for myself and at least get out there at least once a week, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just great, you know, and I applaud her for doing that. So do something every
okay.
day, you know,
and that's the key. Is do what you can
right.
and aim for it. Whatever it is aim for it. And, you know, your schedule is not even 9 to 5. So you just, again, work it in when you can.
Yeah, I go to work every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But sometimes for me too, work starts sometimes at 9 a.m. I'm getting emails all day. And sometimes there are things that, regardless of maybe what's going on at home or going on with me personally, I have to stop and respond to an email. Mm-hmm. So it's almost as if it's a job that never turns off, really.
It doesn't sound like it.
Right. Everyone else is at work at 9 a.m., so they think I should be, you know, accessible as well. So some days it starts as early as 9 o'clock, and some days I have meetings that start, again, they're all at work at nine. So they schedule a noon meeting and they don't think anything, you know, about it. They're like, oh yeah, we're all meeting at noon. And I'm like, oh gosh, noon, you know, that's a big difference for me. So some days, I mean, I may leave home 10, 11 a.m. And I'm not back until midnight. So yeah, it depends on the day and what's happening.
Which is why it's sleep when you can, exercise when you can.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very similar to working a shift in the ER.
Yes, exactly. You never know when you're going to get out of there. Mm-hmm. And the schedule may say one thing, and you know, like, realistically, it's completely different. And, you know, since you mentioned sleep too, I had to make a choice also to either sleep or work out. Like, I realized that after a while, once I moved to the schedule, and I didn't always work the schedule. I just moved to the schedule 2012, so it's only been 3 years, that I would go in at 2 o'clock. I started going in at 2 in the afternoon and getting off at midnight. And although it's great because it still affords me time to do a lot of things, because I can have lunch with my kids at school, you know, they're in school during the day. I can see them in the morning, spend time with them during their school day, when permissible. So it afforded me a lot of things, that way with home life and family. But at the same time, I did have to make a decision. Like, you can't burn the candle on both ends. And I figured that out too.
So how did you decide?
Well, and that was the thing. I decided that sometimes instead of being nonstop, I do have to take a break for a nap. And that it's a good thing. It's okay to do that. I think initially when I started the schedule, I would just kind of be up with them all day, you know, be up with them in the morning and kind of stay up and then do things around the house. And then, of course, one thing leads to another. How many errands can you come up with in your day, right? And then go to work. And then I said, no, you know what? It's as important for me to get sleep too, you know. So that was another thing I wanted to point out, that I had to make a decision to remember even to take a nap some days, you know.
Okay. And that's really important. Exercise is important, but sleep and not being sleep deprived is crucial for your own health and for your mental awareness and everything else. I like to work out often if I've had to take a nap before I have to go into the ER. I find that it kind of wakes me up a little bit too. So, well, what about nutrition? How do you manage a healthy diet when you're going to work at 2 p.m. and there till midnight?
Right. So I still try to, again, when I'm up with the kids at 7 o'clock in the morning, I will still do breakfast in the morning. So I just space it out a little bit. And you know how we hear these things, and you actually, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. Some people say, you know, don't eat after 8 o'clock, don't eat after 9 o'clock, you know, don't eat 3 hours before bedtime, you know. And so I have sort of done that anyway, because my dinner break happens after my newscast at 7.
Okay.
When my newscast ends at 7, I can have dinner. So I can still eat dinner, but somewhere between 7 and 9.
At a normal time.
At a normal, quote, normal time. And then I'm not going to bed until like 1 or 2. So I still try to have 3 meals a day. My breakfast still somewhere between 7, 8 o'clock. I still may do lunch. My lunch may be a little later though, like 1 or 2.
Okay.
Around this time in the afternoon, right before I go to work, or right when I get to work, because that's the one time I'm sitting. And then I'll have dinner around 8.
Okay.
So I'm still sort of spacing, and then I'll have snacks in between. And then I think that that's okay, because I'm still up. But I try not to push it, actually, I'll try not to eat anything big or major past 9 o'clock. Maybe a shake at night, you know, maybe some peanut butter at night when I get home or something, but not a lot.
That's a really good idea. You're right. The problem at late at night is that we're often more likely to go for those bad things that we've had willpower to kind of eliminate during the day.
Yes.
So, yes, a little bit of snack here, especially when you have to be up and going till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You need it. Just keep it healthy, keep it light, filling to keep you going.
Yeah.
Javita, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This was so helpful.
Thanks for having me.
Especially in light of everything you're doing. I really appreciate that. And remember, you can follow Javita on Facebook as Javita Moore or on Twitter at Javita Moore. If you're interested in more of the Busy Woman's Guide, you can find them on my ShareCare profile or visit www.droz.com/section/Busy Women's Guide. This is Dr. Dar, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Remember, everything you heard today, you can find again on RadioMD.com, where you can download it live. Thank you for listening today, and stay well.